there is a recruitment embargo in place, and it's outrageous when you consider the scale of the crisis across our health service, but particularly in Letterkenny Hospital. The management of the hospital had sought permission at national level for 19 nurses to be employed. This would be critically important for the hospital. Only four have been sanctioned, so that's one in five of the 67.5 posts that they'd applied for across the entire hospital. Less than half have been sanctioned throughout this year. So that's the reality. And you know, we're talking here about a growing crisis of patients awaiting a bed in the hospital every single day. We have growing numbers of people on the waiting lists for procedures, appointments, operations at the hospital. And it is scandalous that we have this recruitment embargo in place.
The feeling is that whenever the health minister and the HSE are challenged on this, they try to kick the ball back into Celta's court. It seems from what you're saying that this goes beyond Celta. This really goes to the very top in terms of administration, in terms of government.
No, absolutely. I mean, we've had a false budget presented every year that runs over, rather than being honest and looking at what is the actual cost of delivering a health service with the necessary beds, nurses, doctors across the entire system. There's been a dishonesty every year, and then the extra money has to be found. And now you have a situation where, you know, they, rather than be honest with the people and provide the services that are necessary, they are, you know, putting in place this recruitment embargo that's having a huge impact, particularly in Letterkenny Hospital, but right across the health service. You know, and I'm also mindful that we've committed collectively in politics to the slanty care, where we would move towards a public service system that's free at the point of delivery, based on the old National Health Service, the fantastic National Health Service that evolved in Britain. That's what we've committed to, but we're not providing the financial resources to make it happen, and indeed, we're actually cutting financial resources at this time.
What sort of responses are you getting from Minister Simon Harris? Have you any confidence that Simon Harris will address this issue head-on to your satisfaction?
No, because if you look at this year's budget, what has happened is that they had blamed Brexit and said we cannot spend more money. Now, I believe that in the areas of health and in housing, the government have adopted an approach where they've handed responsibility increasingly to the private sector. This is a right-wing ideology, and they have refused to invest properly in those public services. And the most recent budget means we will have a status quo. We will have no progress in addressing the crises in both areas, and using Brexit as an excuse. Sinn Féin have demonstrated in our alternative budget that there are ways of making this happen if we're willing to tax the most wealthy in society, those earning over €140,000, and deliver those services. So this fight and this battle continues, but it is exasperating as a Donegal man and a Donegal public representative seeing what is happening in front of us and the lack of any kind of a plan by government that's there.